Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gule Tufupi is her name. Good morning, Gugs.
Morning, Saul.
All good. I see that they're in KZN. Gloves are off between Toyota and the KZN government on the back of obviously the flood damage to manufacturing plants in 2022. Those floods, I remember them very well.
Yeah, it caused a lot of damage within various parts of Durban and Eteguini. But also, most importantly, it just shows that issues don't get old in the world of business. And ultimately, on the back of what you've announced, Toyota is actually looking to sue the KZN government, provincial government, and Transnet for a figure of about 6.5 billion rand. Now, this particular lawsuit, we understand, was filed in the Durban High Court, and it really relates to costs associated with the business interruption of 2 billion rand and 4 billion rand for repairs and the reinstatement of work within the storm impacted plant. Now, for anyone who's been to Durban, you would note that the Toyota plant is in an area around Prospecton. That's literally not too far away from Amanzimtoti. And nearby it, there is a water canal, the Umlazi Canal, that essentially channels the Umlazi River into the sea. Now, essentially, Toyota South Africa is saying that Transnet is responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of that canal. And the Eteguini municipality is also responsible, essentially, for the upkeep of stormwater drainage. And the failure for them to actually maintain this particular infrastructure is what led to the increased levels of flooding that impacted the Toyota branch and Prospecton plant. So this does come on the back of some of those concerns, shows again the interlink between government infrastructure, the link between business, and of course some challenges that are being faced there. It's not yet quite certain as to how Transnet or the KwaZulu-Natal government will respond, but we are going to follow up on this one just to see what progress does develop in terms of the conversations between the three parties.
Oh, you know, at first, like when you read the headline, you'd think it's because of rainfall, but it's the negligence then of a parastatal, which is why then they're suing or taking the government to court. Makes a lot of sense. It sounds like they've got a solid case.
100%. I think this one will probably be precedent setting in South Africa if it hasn't been already, just in terms of understanding how municipalities play such a critical role within the maintenance of infrastructure. We see it with big companies like Eskom, even though renewable energy has definitely come on board, but it does raise concerns as to how companies like the post office and so many other state-owned entities which are under strain do have a ripple effect onto other sectors of the economy.
Yeah, now it sounds like a case that's winnable. Good luck to Toyota. Now, over in the U.S., the central bank, they have kept interest rates steady, it seems.
It's good news, essentially. And for many of us as South Africans, we might be wondering, well, why should we be concerned? Well, much like our own central bank, the U.S. Federal Reserve is the central bank of the United States. And not only do they also manage their targets around interest rates, but that does play an influence in the fixed income space. Now, that's essentially how institutions and governments are able to raise capital by essentially asking external investors to invest in their bonds. So it is perceived as good news, essentially, as it does give us an indication that the U.S. economy, despite all the volatility we've seen in the last 6 months, is fairly steady. Now, there is promise for the U.S. consumer to see some reprieve in this regard, but it also bodes well, just I guess, for the international sentiment around interest rate setting, which does make it a lot more affordable for those who are accessing debt within the U.S. market to access that credit at an affordable rate.
Speaking of that U.S. market, what are the markets in general saying?
Well, the markets yesterday was a fairly, I guess, a good day with mixed results on the markets. But we will see the All Share Index open up from 94,992 points today. Dollar Rand, we're trading at 18.03. So that is a weakness that has come through. But bear in mind, largely reflective of the dollar strength that's taken place as a result of our currency's weakening. We're 24.16 to the pound and now against the euro at 20.67.
Thank you, Gugs. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.